Blog Talk Radio.
Not just another prayer. Not just another song. When I look at the darkness all around us, I feel like I'm losing control. So many people who just don't know. Listen to me now. Now the song goes on song. Now the voice goes on her.
Save us now.
Be a prayer for the world. Believe that it's-
Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly, where we keep it live. Folks, we certainly appreciate your diligence in staying with us. I see a number of callers are still with us, and so we do appreciate that. We actually had a couple of scheduled guests. We had Dr. Glenn Mendoza. We had Dr. Craig Wright. Dr. Mendoza had an engagement. He was scheduled early on. Dr. Wright has an engagement as well, and he is going to be able to stay with us for just a short while. I'm going to hope that he'll grace us by returning. But for those of you who are on the line, perhaps we can just get a little insight from him with regard to today and what is it about this day, because I even had problems at work with the computer, and so is there something about today? Let's go right into this with Dr. Craig Wright. I like to say our resident numerologist. And so let's get Dr. Wright right on the line and get this going, because we only have him for about 10 minutes. Dr. Wright?
Hello, Darryl.
Hello, Dr. Wright. Thank you so very much for staying with us. And so, as you heard, we've had all kinds of problems. I'm online, and Cecil's there, our technical engineer, and he is... monitoring things in the background. Hopefully we won't have another failure. My question in our little 10 minutes that we have or so is there something in the air with the numbers about today? I wanted to ask about Sunday with what happened in Las Vegas. But before we go there, is there anything about today, the 5th of October, that we should know about? I know it's a full moon.
Oh, yes, that's definitely having an impact on people, on their psyche, on the things that they're doing. There's a term called a lunatic, and that term is derived from people who don't have the mental capacity to fight back the things that pop into their head during this phase when there's a full moon. The police will tell you there's heightened activity, more arrests. So the moon definitely turns the tide, as Jimmy would say. But in terms of what's going on today, in Psalms 90, verse 12, Moses writes, teach us to number our days so we can apply our hearts to wisdom. So if we number the day, we can anticipate what's been happening. This year is 2017. 2 plus 17 is 19. So we're going to add October 5th to the year. 10 plus 5 is 15. 15 and 19 is 34. And 3 plus 4 is 7. Now, on the seventh day, God rested. So it's not uncommon for on a seventh day, when you take your favorite shortcut, you run into a roadblock. Or you can't quite seem to find your keys. You know you put them in the same place, but for some reason, they're not there today. Or when you're trying to do your show, everything just shuts down. On the seventh day, God rested. So today is a day God reminds us who's really in charge. So it's a perfect day for a retreat, for prayer, meditation. But we have to expect delays, 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 and for things not to go the way we think they should. It's a seventh day. Before the calendar was created, this was the holy day, the seventh day, the number seven day, and rolled around every 9 days before the calendar was created and that illusion of time imposed upon us. But the numbers always reveal what's going on.
So this is a day of delays, and then you add on top of the numbers you're saying are indicating that this is a day of when you start talking about delays and things of that nature, almost like chaos. But then you add on top of that a full moon. So are you saying that the numbers are saying with what they're indicating as the possibilities that is separate from the fact that it was a full moon? In other words, if it were not a full moon today, those numbers would still indicate those things that you mentioned?
Well, yeah. You know, it's like when you bake a cake. An egg is still an egg, milk is still milk, but when you mix it together with flour, you come up with a whole other concoction. But yes, it's
wow.
It's, the number seven is based on adding the month and year. It just so happens that it's coinciding with the full moon this time. So you know, you get both effects. The scripture not only says teach us to number our days, but in Genesis it says the sun, the moon, and the planets will be for signs and seasons. So we're definitely affected by that. A woman's cycle is affected by that. Tides are affected. You know, we have our high tides on the full moon time, and since our body is in the majority of water, it certainly has effect on us as well.
Wow. Well, we only have you for a short time left. And we have a few listeners. What about October 10th? What does the number say about that? That was a horrific day. October
1st. Yes, it was. Yes, it was a horrific day. And it was three ones. October. 1 plus 0 was 1. It was the 1st. Oh, you said the 3rd.
October 1st.
The 1st. Okay, so it was 3 ones that day. The month is a 1. The day is a 1. And the year, as I mentioned before, is a number 19 year. When you add 1 plus 9, that's 10. And 1 plus 0 is 1. So rarefied energy. And whenever you have that combination of all three of the numbers being the same, it can usher in that type of chaos. And, you know, the moon also was playing an effect on that as well. You know, it was we feel that it affects, you know, a few days before and a few days after.
That
and,
is.
If that wasn't the case of a lunatic at work, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that is very, very true. And you're absolutely correct when you talk about, the emergency rooms across the nation. Statistics have shown that they, during the course of a full moon, they tend to be a bit more active. And so I can definitely attest to that as well. And so, yeah, you add that to, you said the three ones is what makes that day somewhat perilous?
Yes. It's rare when you have that combination of everything matching like that. And the major effect of it was the number 29, which is the October. For the month, it's a 19 year. The number 29 was influencing the hours 6 till midnight. And that's the number 11. And on the positive side, the 11 stands for light. But on the dark side, it stands for darkness. The 9 and the 2. Adolf Hitler was operating under that 9 and that 2 energy. So it can produce personalities of great light or great darkness. And in this case, we saw the latter. So with the effects of the moon, which can bring on that lunatic behavior, and the 9 and the 2 energy, which can either, every number has a positive and a negative side. So the 29 stands for light. So the negative part of it is darkness. So that's what we witnessed on that day.
Where are you, help me out to understand that again. Where are you getting the 29? I know it was 10, 1.
Well, every day, has many cycles. We look at hours, minutes, seconds. But in numerology, every day can be divided into four cycles. Four cycles of 6 hours. Every 6 hours, the energy will shift. So you have like an umbrella energy for that day, which was a number 3 day, because you've got three ones. 10 plus 19 is the number 48. That's the type of day it was when you add all of them. So that's the umbrella for the day. But then you can divide the day into 6-hour segments. The first segment is by adding the month and the day. The second segment, which would have been an 11, that's from midnight to 6 a.m. The second segment comes from adding the day to the year. That's the number 20. It was the first, and the years are 19. So from 6 a.m. to 12 noon was under the number 20. The third one is found by adding the first two. 11 and 20 is 31. So from 12 noon to 6 p.m., there was number 31 energy. And then from 6 p.m. to 12 midnight, you add the month and the year. So it's a number 10 month. In a number 19 year, 10 and 19, that's where the 29 came from. I hope I didn't just totally lose you there. But,
not totally, but I understand. I just haven't done the math as quickly. I get the concept that you take into consideration the hours. I mean, numerology.
Yeah, 4 6-hour periods. 4 6-hour periods make up 4 times 6 is 24 hours.
Yes.
So there's 24 hours in each day. So there's 4 6-hour periods. And the period from 6 p.m. till midnight is always found by adding the month to the year. In this case, we add 10 to 19. So that's where the 29 came from, which I was referring to It can symbolize light on the positive side or the opposite. On the positive side, Jesus expressed number 11 energy. He was the light of the world and continues to be. On the negative side, Hitler expressed darkness, total darkness. I don't think there's anybody on the planet who is sane who would not agree with me that, you know, the guy got lost on the way, and what he manifested was anything but light. So that's how it is. Every number has a positive side and its negative side, or a balance and an underbalance, if you want to put it that way.
Where do you get the 19 from?
It's the year.
The 2017?
2 plus 0 plus 17.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's 2. So the first two digits you add together, but the last two digits you take as a whole. Yes?
Yes, that's how you get the 19.
Okay, so
by adding 2 plus 0 plus 17.
Okay, so then next year will be a 20 year.
Exactly.
And last year was an 18 year. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yep, that makes sense. And you add the 10 to the year, and that gives you your 29. And that's how you can determine what's going on with the month.
From 6 to midnight.
From 6 to midnight.
Yeah, just think of it as weather. You know, if the weatherman said it's going to be raining tonight, you know, you take an umbrella. Well, just like there are physical emanations that affect us called weather, there are spiritual emanations that are hitting us and affecting us as well. We can't see them, but we can feel them. Those are the energies that are testing us while we're here. Spiritual emanations. Or good and bad vibes, if you want to put it that way. Bob
okay.
Marley referred to them as positive or negative vibes. It's energy. We are energy in the flesh. So it's energy that Moses, fields of energy Moses was referring to when he wrote in Psalms 90, verse 12, "So teach us to number our days, so we can apply our hearts to wisdom." By understanding and being aware of the energies, you're prepared. You're not going to, you'll be able to act instead of react. To put it in a physical perspective, a lot of people have difficulties grasping these metaphysical concepts, but to put that idea in the physical concept, imagine yourself in a canoe with no paddle. You're subject to whichever way the tide is going to take you. So that's how we have to respond to the energy. We're not aware. We're not in tune. It's like going outside. If you haven't checked the weather and they say a storm is coming, you're going to get wet. But if you know a hurricane is coming, you know to evacuate. So a lot of times we're not aware of the spiritual energy, the spiritual emanations, or we choose to ignore that inner voice because we don't hone that, we don't practice that, our culture disavows that, and we've had a false set of values imposed upon us that we're responding to every day, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's bringing breakdown. It's breakdown in people. It's breakdown in our culture. It's breakdown in our ecology. And until we get back on track, it's going to continue to crumble and fall apart.
Hmm. One more time before you leave, why 6 to 12 equating to the month, adding the month and the year, 6 p.m. to 12 midnight?
Because the day is divided into four equal parts.
So you have a equal part of 12 noon to 6 p.m.
Yes, it's midnight to 6 a.m., 6 a.m. to noon, noon to 6 p.m., and 6 p.m. to midnight.
So what numerological equivalent would be for if it were looking between 12 noon and 6 p.m.?
Well, that would depend on the day we were looking at. But the formula, if you want the formula, I can give you the formula, and you can look at any day and determine what's going on. Okay? We're going to call them periods, time periods. Easy to remember. The first time period is from midnight to 6 a.m. That's going to be the same period every night because we're dividing the day into four pieces. So it's 12 to 6, 6 to 12, 12 to 6, and 6 to 12. Those are your four cycles. The first cycle is found by adding month plus day. Month plus day is for the first cycle. The second cycle is found by adding day plus year. Doesn't matter the day, doesn't matter the year. The formula is the same. Day plus year will reveal the energy that's affecting
the second cycle,
our lives, in the second period, which will always be 6 a.m. to 12 noon. That's the second period. 6 a.m. to 12 noon, you're going to add day plus year. The third period is going to be from 12 noon to 6 p.m. Every day it's the same. 12 noon to 6 p.m., we're dealing with a whole new energy. And the formula for what's influencing that is you add the sum that you got when you added the first two. So whatever you got when you added month plus day, you're going to add, we're going to call that influence number one. And whatever you got when you added day plus the year for influence number two, you're going to, that's what you're going to add. Influence for number one plus influence from number two. And that's the formula for finding what's influencing number three.
And the fourth?
The fourth is month plus year. In this case, 10 plus 19. So from 6 p.m. till midnight is going to be the same for the entire month.
That's what I was getting at. So for every day of October from 6 to midnight, we're looking at a 29 or an 11.
That's correct. So people are going to be going berserk or turning within and connecting with spirit on a much higher level. And that's what we're seeing right now for the entire month.
And that applies regardless of which time zone you're in, whether it's Eastern, Central, Mountain, or Western.
That is correct.
Wow. We learned something here tonight, I'll tell you. Dr. Wright, I know you have a hard stop at the top of the hour. We're a little past that. Just want to thank you for hanging in there with us as we went through these trials. Perhaps today was maybe one of the darker, you know, sides of the month of October.
Oh, there are forces at work. The dark forces are at work, trying to stop the light.
Is that what that is? dark forces trying to stop the light. Yes, go ahead, Cecil.
We have a guest in the audience who had their hand up, I guess, since we logged on and wanted to speak to Dr. Wright if he had a moment.
Dr. Wright, I know you had to. Yeah.
All right.
Appointment.
I've got a moment.
All right. Bring her on. Cecil, bring.
Yes. That is. This is Kim in Tennessee.
Kim from Tennessee. Hello, Kim.
Hey, how are you? How are you all?
Oh, boy, we're having sort of a dark evening here on the East Coast. As we've had, it's not really that often that we have these kind of challenges. But I was totally blocked out of the network from where I am.
So, Kim,
yeah.
You had a question for me?
Yeah, I did. I was calling because I had a death in my family. On 9/8 this year, and there was my first child's father, and that was also my husband's birthday. And so I was just wondering if those numbers meant anything at all.
I'm sorry to hear about your loss.
Yeah, me too.
But yes, ma'am, all numbers have meanings. The number 8 means as it is above, so it is below. It's a very spiritual number. The number eight grants the bearer of the 8 birth date mental ability, physical strength, athletic ability, the ability to work well with money. People born in 8 are usually the boss.
Okay.
Usually.
And in terms of September the 8th of this year, if we add 9 plus 8 is 17, and 2017 is a number 19 year. 17 and 19 is 36, and 3 plus 6 is 9. And the number 9 means endings and completions.
Okay.
So the number 9 will bring the loss of loved ones, the loss of property. Information about the number 9 is found in the story of Job. Are you familiar with that story?
Really? No.
Well, he was a guy who had a lot and lost everything, but he got it back.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yes.
J is the 10th letter, O is the 15th, and B is the 2nd. That adds up to 27. 10 plus 15 plus 2 is 27. But we don't stop there. We add the 2 and the 7, and that's the number 9. So on a number 9 day, if we reflect on the story of Job, those are days where we can lose our property, our health, and also loved ones on the number 9 day.
Okay.
But when I say lose them, I'm referring to having them physically present on the earthly plane. Energy can be neither created nor destroyed. Only God can do that. So our relatives and friends are still in existence, but they're no longer enclosed in the earth, in the flesh, as we are. So we are not physical beings who have an occasional spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings who are having a temporary physical experience. So we'll all be together again by and by. We will all be together again.
Okay. 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 I like that.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you, and thank you for sharing some light on this.
Thank you, Kim, for calling in. Kim?
Thank you. Yes.
Kim?
Yes, can you?
If you would like to know when Dr. Wright will be returning, you can send me an email to Daryl, that's Daryl, _ CLA18 at msn.com. You can send it there, and I will send out a weekly announcement of who our upcoming guests are or what the topics are going to be.
Okay.
You can maybe, because, you know, Dr. Wright really was gracious enough to spend some extra time because he had, you know, an engagement just at the top of the hour, just after 8 Eastern time. So
okay.
Next time that he's going to join us, you can call back and get a more elaborate understanding of some of your questions. Does that sound okay?
Yes. Thank you so much, and I will email you this evening.
Yes, and I will certainly add you to our mail list, and you'll find out, you know, what it may be in a more elaborate way, some information from Dr. Wright. I'm prayerful. I'm going to really close this down now because Dr. Wright really has the... Yes?
I know Dr. Wright has got to go, and I wanted to point out something for you. If he's going to go, he can go. I just, in the wake of all of this that's going on, there's some other numbers. Maybe he can touch on them if he's listening in the car while he's riding. Maybe jot them down and get back with us on them later. The shooting in Las Vegas, though tragic, deadly, and all of that, is actually not the most deadly shootings in American history. In fact, there are some other ones that, because they were massacres of mostly blacks, they're not even considered the most deadliest massacres in American history. However, they are. One, for instance, in Arkansas in 1919, on October the 3rd, 1919, whereas as many as 800 were massacred. Another one in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in 1921, where 300, they said, were massacred, but that number could actually have been as high as 800 because it was underestimated. Then you had in Colfax, in Louisiana, in 1873, where 153 were murdered. And also in Fort Pillow, there was a massacre in Tennessee in 1864. The death toll was more than 300. So when we are talking about some of the most deadliest massacres in this country, that's one of the reasons why we say when we and I would like to go back and with Dr. Wright sometime, if we can, look at the dates, the years, and all of this and put this all into perspective. But when we are looking at massacres in this country, we have to remember and include these in history, okay? We may say this is one of the, you know, in Las Vegas, but it is certainly not the most deadliest, okay? When you can actually wipe out whole towns of people, and it's not even considered the most deadliest massacre in this country, that attitude may have been one that precipitated this massacre that happened in Las Vegas, because people are being disillusioned and all kinds of craziness is going on. You know, there's no telling what the universe may usher in order to correct itself, you know, and put us back in balance. You know, it's not something that I'm advocating or anything, but this picture
is bigger than just you and me. And if we continue to ignore our history, our past, and things that we have done in our past, it does not mean that it won't come back to bite us. As we know it will, whatever you put out in the universe will return tenfold. Just because you don't address it or bury your head in the sand, play like it didn't happen, does not mean that the repercussions of that are not still there. The law of reciprocity is still in effect. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That law, the law of reciprocity, is still in effect. So we got to be more realistic, and we've got to own what we are putting out into the universe and start sowing more positive seeds so that this earth can heal itself. And some of these nonsensical things that are going on in our country, like this massacre in Las Vegas, can stop. It's just my piece.
I'm going to agree with you 110%, which is why I gave it the denotion that it deserved, which was it was a massacre. I saw on mass media or mainstream media where they actually mm-hmm. did not say it was one of the most. They said the most massive massacre, i.e., example,
right.
CNN made the statement time and time again, the most massive massacre in American history.
Right.
So that's an atrocity. I'm so glad, Cecil, that you brought that up. I'm so, so glad that you brought that up. Because of the limited time we had, I didn't delve into it with Dr. Wright. And I don't know if he's listening now. As you said, he had to travel. He's not on the airwaves with us, but he could be listening. I am going to ask Dr. Wright if he can return next week for a full segment, because we just had him for a mere 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see if he can return. So for those who are on the line, look for the email, because you all invariably are on the email list who are on the line now, with the exception of Kim, and hopefully she will be on the email list when she sends the email. I'm going to pursue both Dr. Mendoza and Dr. Wright. And it's interesting that it is a full moon, and we had Dr. Mendoza, who is an astrological expert and meditation expert. And I had a lot of folks reaching out to me in text who couldn't get through from the West Coast, Mountain Time, Midwest, and East Coast, saying they were really looking forward to this particular program because we had a combination of Dr. Mendoza being a meditation expert and astrology expert and human energy expert, and Dr. Wright with his expertise in metaphysics and numerology. And we're not going to let that go. You know, Cecil, how we roll. We never stop.
Right.
We never give up. So we'll be coming back hopefully next week with this same program, albeit it will not be a full moon, but all things work for its divine balance. And so for whatever reason, if it's to be, if they're able to both make that, that's when it was supposed to be that we aired that particular show. So you'll want to tune in next week if we're able to pull that together. Thank you again, Cecil.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
Hey, one other side note. In the case of these other massacres, and we'll get a chance to get into them a little later, hopefully, it's also important to note that in one case, say for instance, in Oklahoma, a blacksmith accidentally stepped on the foot of a white woman, and she screamed, and it was reported that he tried to rape her. That started that massacre. That triggered that massacre. Okay?
Right.
In the case of the one
in Elaine, Arkansas, back in 1919, what triggered that was somebody deliberately put an inflammatory article in the newspaper that says Negroes plan to kill all whites. You know, slaughter was to begin with 21 prominent men as the first victims. Okay? They posted that in the newspaper. And that triggered the massacre in Arkansas. Okay? You're talking about fake news? If Trump wants to talk about fake news, that's fake news if you ever saw it.
Yes, it is.
You know, in both cases, one man was accused of trying to rape a white woman. That was broadcast, and that resulted in mass murder. Then this one where they alleged that somebody was planning to kill all whites. Negroes plan to kill all whites. A big, bold headline in the newspaper.
Wow.
And that triggered that massacre.
Cecil, do you know what month
yes.
the Louisiana and the Tennessee massacres took place in?
Those were around September and October. Let's see. If I can find it for you. Inflammatory newspaper article. The trigger to race riot was in October the 3rd. The headline was in the newspaper, October the 3rd, 1919, issue of the Gazette in Arkansas during the Elaine riot. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yep. And then in September 1919, the sheriff organized a white posse, to supposedly put down this black insurrection that was going to be taking place and all of this, you know. But then they posted that article in the paper, and then that triggered the riot. See, first there were rumors of it, but then after that article hit the paper, it was full-blown. And then 4 years later, in 1921, the Tulsa riot took place. Okay? And let me see if I can find the month or the year of the Tulsa riot.
I'll
get that one. Yeah, and the one in Louisiana, I'm thinking that one was in, like, October. But I'm going to have to go and do a little bit more research on that one, get the exact dates for all of these. But in each case, those riots were the result of lies that were published in the newspapers deliberately to incite violence against the African Americans or blacks in the country, and more specifically in those local areas. So yeah, it's not to minimize or belittle what went on in Vegas at all, but to put things into perspective so that we can stop thinking that one person's pain is greater than another's. You know, you talk about the Holocaust of the Jews, but if you don't also bring into the equation the Holocaust of the Africans or blacks or whatever you want to call them of this country, then you're not telling the whole story and you're not being truthful. But just because you try to sweep this under a rug does not mean that the universe is going to allow it to stay, because that energy has been put out into the universe and it is going to return.
It's energy that's put out in the universe. It's not saying that, oh, blacks are going to rise up and get you back for what you did. They don't have to when tsunamis, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, all kinds of natural disasters, tornadoes, anything that the Creator of God choose to use to balance the equation or to send back the return of this energy that you put out into the universe. You can't control it. You can do what you do, but you definitely cannot control what's going to come back to you, because it is a direct result of what you put out there. But the laws of reciprocity do what they do. In other words, you do what you do, but you know that this law is in place to reciprocate for what you put out into the universe.
That's the law of karma as well. You know, you reap what you sow. You know, on that Tulsa, it was in June.
We've got about 50 seconds or less in order to wind up, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we're being told that we're coming to an end. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, we're going to wrap up. We just have a few seconds on this. I want to thank those listeners that were really troopers and came back and kept tuning in. Truly want to thank you for tuning in and catching this segment of the program. I'm sure you definitely learned something. If you have a computer, Google Tulsa, Oklahoma riot, Google Elaine, Arkansas riot, Google Colfax, Louisiana riot, and Google, what was the other one, Tennessee, Cecil?
Mm-hmm.
What was the town?
Louisiana, I'll find it. Fort Pillow. It's Fort Pillow Massacre,
yeah,
in
and
Tennessee.
Google Fort Pillow. That's the homework for next week's program. I think you listeners will be surprised if you weren't already aware when you read the stories. These are stories that are coming from these towns' historical societies. This isn't some black organization in NAACP. These are actually from the archives, the libraries of these towns' history. And I think you will find it quite enlightening, and you need to share it broadly. So until next week, again, I thank you, listeners, for hanging in there. We had a few hurdles, but not to let it knock us down where we were not going to get up and keep it going. Definitely problems with the network, but we're going to keep on moving on, keeping our head to the sky, to bigger and brighter days ahead. Looking forward to next week, when we'll bring you another edition of Progressive News Weekly. As I like to say, and I believe in my heart, there's someone in your life that you have love for. Let them know. Tell someone you love them that you have that affection for. We don't know what tomorrow will bring. Peace and blessings to you and yours. I'm going to end with one of my all-time favorites as we close out. God bless. Oh, a Hugh Hefner. So he was the one that helped my mentor, Dick Gregory. So may he rest in peace this week. All of you, be well.